Radio Nova -festivaali. Anastasia.
So welcome, Vicky.
Kiitos. Tack. Thank you.
So many languages.
Yes.
Which one do you prefer in interviews?
Well, my mother tongue is Swedish. I'm from Tammisaari. And embarrassingly, my Finnish is not very good because I've been living in England for the past 13 years. So English is almost like a mother tongue for me.
So tell me your story. How did you become a drummer in London?
Actually, when I was 18 years old and I had finished school in Tammisaari, I went backpacking to South America for 6 months and I fell in love with drums and rhythms. So when I came back, I went to 2 years to a music school in Karja, pop or rock music school. And from there, I had a great drum teacher, Marcus Helander, and I started to take drum lessons with, and I fell in love with the drums and I realized this is what I want to do for a living. And I tried to find a music school in Finland, but there wasn't really anything that I was resonating with here. And because I was already used to traveling, I was quite excited to go abroad. I typed into Google, music schools, Europe. And then I found this school in London that is the first contemporary popular music school focusing on drums in Europe. And I flew there and did an audition and I got in and then I did a kandi. There. So I studied there for 3 years.
That's interesting story. Was it easy or hard for you to move to another country to start a new career for you? You haven't been practicing since you were a teenager. It was like a new start for you.
Yeah, I was very new to playing the drums when I moved there. So that in itself was very scary because a lot of people I studied with had been playing since they were 3 years old. But I did move there with a friend of mine who was studying vocals in the same school. So it didn't feel so scary because I didn't go all by myself. But I can say now, looking back, that it is difficult to start a life in a new country where you don't have the support network, your family, your friends that we take for granted if we never move away from home. But I think that's helped me grow as a person a lot as well.
And it ended quite well. What happened to you after you graduated?
So the first big job I got after I graduated, which was in 2014, so a year after I had finished my studies, I was offered to perform with Hans Zimmer, the famous movie composer. And that was a real, like, dream come true. And this was the first time ever that he had put together a full orchestra to do a full live concert because his compositions are very complex. So we were 60 musicians on stage that recreated his music live. Now he does world tours doing this, but it was very, very special to be a part of. And very complicated music to play as well.
What's happened next? How did you become Anastasia's drummer?
Yeah, so I started working with Anastasia last year in August. And that was just from building, I guess, a name for myself in the UK as a session drummer, really. And I've been doing a few TV gigs for BBC One and for ITV, performing with a lot of different artists like Nile Rodgers, Anne-Marie, Sara Larsson, a lot of big names. And through the producer of those TV shows, she's also the production manager for Anastasia. So when they were going to go out on tour, her tour is called I'm Out of Lockdown, because it was meant to happen before lockdown. And then we all know what happened. No one could gig and tour. So when she was meant to go out, the drummer that she has had for 12 years, a famous UK drummer, Steve Barney, his name is, he had too many dates in Europe, because now we have this problem after Brexit that British musicians can only be out in Europe for 90 days in a 180-day period, which is causing huge problems. So he couldn't do the gig, so they very last minute had to find another drummer. So they contacted me and said, what are you doing for the next 3 months starting in 10 days' time? And I had a lot of work booked in, but I said, I'll cancel it all. I don't care. This is like a dream come true for me. So that's how I got involved with this gig.
Wow. And now you have another tour coming.
Yes. Yeah. In some ways, it's a continuation of the tour that started last year because it's still called I'm Out of Lockdown 2022-2023.
In your tour, becoming tour, is there any place you are waiting eagerly to go to? Are the places always the same?
Suvi Lahti. I'm actually being very honest with that response because most of my family and friends have never seen me perform because I've always had a career in the UK or somewhere else, but I've done very few performances in Finland, actually. So the fact that my family and friends can now come and watch is going to feel so special. And also just to come to Finland with Anastasia. When I saw that was happening, I got so excited. So yeah, Finland is the highlight on the tour this year. But we're also going to Menorca. That's going to be quite exciting. We're going to quite a few interesting places, actually. Palermo in Sicily. We're going to a really cool place in Bulgaria. We do a lot of travel on this tour.
Vicky, you're going to be on tour for many days in the future. What do you want to do when you come to Finland, to Suvi Lahti, Helsinki, in July?
So the main thing I'm excited about is to actually invite some of the touring crew to come to Tammisaari and to show them the saaristo and just share a part of Finnish summer with them. And you just told me that where the backstage is, we can also see the sea from there. This is going to blow their minds because it's something so magical about the Finnish summer and the fact that I'm able to share a part of myself with them in this way. I can't wait.
How many days can you spend here in Finland?
I'm going to stay because we have a 1 week break in the touring schedule. So I'm staying for a week and they are staying for 2 extra days, some of them.
Wow, that's going to be a nice... We just have to hope for good weather.
Yes, definitely.
When you go to festivals yourself, what's the best thing you do? What kind of festival visitor are you?
That is a difficult question. I love the atmosphere at festivals. I think that's the main thing that I love. And I like to just be present, actually. If you go to a bigger festival like Glastonbury, there is so much music to see all the time. So I actually never have a schedule where I'm like, I want to go there and see this and this and this and this and this and this. Because then the whole festival experience becomes quite stressful. So I just enjoy every moment and where the day takes me or where the night takes me, that's where I will go. So that's how I try to do bigger festivals. Obviously, if there's some specific act I really want to see, I make sure I'm there. But yeah, I love the festival feeling.
What is the best festival or gig you have been as a visitor, not as a player, as a visitor?
It must be Glastonbury. It's such a unique place. It really is. But I have to say, I also love Flow Festival. I've been there, I think, 3 times. And I like it because it's not too big. So there you can actually experience everything you want to experience. And I love the location. So the fact that this festival, Radio Nova's festival, is organized in the same location is awesome.
Yes, in June you're going to be on stage with Anastasia. Who are you waiting eagerly to meet yourself? Is it your guests, relatives and friends who haven't seen you perform before?
Yes, very much so. I think there are a lot of people from Tammisaari who's going to come over. So that's going to be exciting to see them in the audience. And there's a little segment of the show where I have a drum solo that then turns into audience participation. And I'm going to try to plan something special for this show here.
I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Is there something you have been surprised when touring with big star? Is there something which came as a surprise or in positive or in negative way?
I don't know if it's a surprise, but obviously when you start working with a big pop star like Anastasia, you never know what they're going to be like. And she is so down to earth. She is so awesome to work with. And it it could have been anyway. You know, you never know with a big star what they are like, not on stage. But in Anastasia's case, she's exactly the same on and off stage. And you will see when you see her on stage. She's so funny. You never know what she's going to say next. It's almost a little bit of like stand-up comedy or like true audience interaction. And that's just who she is. She loves to connect with people.
I didn't know you haven't before haven't performed in Helsinki or in Finland before. So this is going to be a very magical and very touching moment also for you.
Yeah, it's true. I've done some smaller performances, but never on this scale that I have done abroad or in the UK. So yes, I think I said it in an interview I did before for another Finnish newspaper, that I think this is going to be one of the favorite gigs I've ever done my whole life.
Wow, there's going to be thousands of fans gathering around. Is there some food or something you said you're going to meet or bring your co-workers to Tammisaari? Is there any food you would like them to taste when they come here?
I want them to try to taste everything that's Finnish, you know. Reisumies, of course. My grandma always has mammi in her freezer, so hopefully I can get them to try some of that. Vispipuuro as well. And then all the Finnish liquors, you know, salmiakki, minttu, all of these. I'm very excited to to introduce to them to see what they think.
That salmiak will be surprising, I think.
Yeah, I don't think they will like it, but you never know.
Is it hard to work, or do you have to also work only? Or is it like you can't work more than 180 days in Europe? Is it all? Are you also included or no?
I am very lucky because I'm Finnish, so I have a European passport. So I now can work as much as I want in the UK because I have a permanent residency status there, and also as much as I want in Europe. So I'm very lucky at the moment with the current climate because of Brexit.
Yeah, but that's something I don't think many people can think or guess before.
No.
It's new information.
Yeah, yeah. People. And it's really, Brexit was such a terrible idea. And it's really affecting the touring world a lot. And all the prices, also to go on tour, it costs so much more for British people these days.
Is there some band or anything you would like to see in London while you are in there in your free time? You could because everybody goes there.
Mm-hmm.
Every big star comes there. In Finland, we are so happy to have Radio Nova festivals because we are finally seeing people coming here. We don't have to go away.
Yeah, very true. Someone that I've never seen live that I would love to see live is Pink. But I don't know if she's coming to London. I'm sure she is because I know she's going out on tour. But that would be awesome.
What about you? What's coming after the next tour? It's going to take time, I know. But what happens afterwards?
This autumn I'm doing some drum clinics. So there is like big drum festivals that are organized only for drummers. But for me, that's something that's very, very exciting. And I've been going to these festivals for many, many years. And it's next to impossible to actually get on the bill to perform on these in these festivals. And now I have two performances booked in Belgium and in the Netherlands and also at the UK drum show. So that's something that I'm going to prepare for, where it's just me on stage and I'm going to be looping myself, playing percussion and playing drums and performing some of my own compositions. So that's very exciting.
Very interesting, yeah. When you are touring in planes or buses, you have big tour, how do you spend your time there? Is it boring? Do you have to like get something interesting hobby for the time, or what do you do?
I love it, and I never get bored. My problem is that I never feel like I have enough time. So actually on tour, I have more time than I have in my everyday life, because even on a show day, we are I'm never needed until 4 in the afternoon when we usually sound check. And that takes 30 minutes. And then I'm not needed until we go on stage, which is often around 9 if we do our own show. So that means most of the day I can do whatever I want. But I love traveling. And we're going to all these very exciting places. So that means that everywhere we go, I actually have time to go out and explore the cities and see what that specific culture is about. Because I've been working as a freelance musician for a decade now, and I have been playing a lot of gigs around the world. But very often you see nothing of the place you go to. You fly there, you see where you're going to play, your hotel and the airport, and that's it. So this has been so much fun to actually get to know Europe in this way.
It started with traveling and it continues with the traveling.
Yes, yeah. And this job is combining two of my biggest passions in life, drumming, music and travel.
Did you know when you were 15, what's your life going to be like?
I had no idea. I had no idea that you could survive as a drummer and do that as a full-time job. So even when I had finished in Tammisaari, I had a place in Åbo Academy to study political history. I didn't think it was an option to be a musician. But then I went on that trip to South America and it changed my life.
How big is the crew when you travel around the world?
We are 23 people on this tour with Anastasia. So we travel around on two buses. Yeah.
Wow. So you get close friends?
Very close.
There.
Very, very close friends. Yeah. The keyboard player, Dre, she's from California, and she is now one of my very best friends. And also our guitar player, Anders, he's from Malmö in Sweden. So it's really fun to have the Scandinavian connection, and we always speak Swedish with each other.
So it's the same crew as in the tour before?
The majority, yeah. There's a few people from the crew that from sound and lights that are being swapped out because they have some other jobs to do as well.
So interesting to meet you, and we're so very welcome. We want to welcome you so warmly to Suvilahti in June. Is there something you want to say to our listeners or people listening to this interview?
Come to the show. Come and experience what this Anastasia's gig is all about. It's a super fun gig because musically there is so much in there. We have funk, we have rock, we have soul, we have country, we have big power ballads, pop. It's all there. It's a really fun show to see.
Can you tell us what is your favorite from the set?
Ooh, that's a very difficult question. We do a Latin version of one of her songs called Why'd You Lie to Me? And that is super fun to play.
Is there any tips or you want to give us? What can we see? You told us about the music. Is there any surprises up to for the gig? Or we just have to keep ourselves awake?
Yeah, you just have to come there and see what's going to happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Radio Nova Festivaali. Anastasia.